Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, the 25th of July, 2012. Hope you're having a good day so far. Do you believe it? We have had 5 days of productive rain up at the Hacienda de Buckmaster. Really nice. I haven't had to water in 5 days. And there's something about plants that get natural watering rather than out of the garden hose. They just look so much healthier. Home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KBOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are streaming the show now at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and you have three choices to find the program as we post it to my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, Tucson's online news service, and the tucsoncitizen.com, also prominently displaying our show, so you can hear the program anywhere, anytime, by just going to those three sites. We're live during the noon hour. We will get things rolling this midweek edition of our show with our monthly conversation on health with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is Executive Director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. 30 minutes past the hour, our CEO interview series presented by TRIO presents Satish Hiremath. Dr. Hiremath is the mayor of the town of Oro Valley. We'll close out the show with State Representative Steve Farley. Mr. Farley, a candidate for the Arizona Senate in District 9. If you would like to join in the conversation, our live line is now officially open at 790-2040, or you can submit questions using the Facebook page. Just go to Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. We'll try to monitor the Facebook page during our interview so we can get your question on the air. We join now Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine and Professor of Medicine, Family and Community Medicine and Public Health at the University of Arizona. Dr. Mazes, internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine, she lectures worldwide to academic and community audiences on integrative medical education, women's health, healthy aging, nutrition, and cancer. She is the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Dr. Mazes, good to see you. How are you today?
I'm great. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. I want to begin with this new study. I think it's very important. It's in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, reporting that surgery is no better than observation, or what is sometimes referred to as watchful waiting, for localized prostate cancer.
Yes. So you and I have spoken about prostate cancer before. In this study, it was called the PIVOT trial. They enrolled 731 men who had localized prostate cancer. So it was diagnosed either because their PSA was elevated and then they had follow-up with a biopsy. And actually, over 5,000 men were eligible, but only 730 agreed to be randomized. So you were either going to be put into the surgery treatment or into the watchful observation. And what they found is that there was no difference in the number of men who died of prostate cancer, whether they had had surgery or whether they'd simply been observed. And the study followed these men for 12 years.
Someone is given a diagnosis of prostate cancer and probably there is a they probably feel, well, we've got to do something about it.
Well, that's often true. It's very hard to get that diagnosis and not feel like it's something you absolutely want to treat. And yet that is a big reason why the United States Preventive Task Force has said that men should no longer have a PSA tested, because once you get that PSA level, it's very, very hard not to sort of continue down the road towards surgical treatment. They did find in this study that it was really the men in the lower risk category where their PSAs were less than 10. And the men also had something called a Gleason score, which essentially measures how aggressive the cancer is. So when the Gleason score was less than 7, those men were the least likely to benefit from surgery. it's also important to point out that over 20% of the men who had surgery had a complication within 30 days. That's one in five. One man died as a result of surgery. And 2 years after surgery, the men who had had that prostate cancer surgery had much higher rates of urinary incontinence and also impotence.
Yeah, the study showing, in effect, then, that surgery no better than observation for a localized prostate cancer. We're talking with Dr. Victoria Mazes from the Center for Integrative Medicine. That's the center that was founded by Dr. Andrew Weil in 98?
Well, it was actually founded in 1994.
Oh, okay. We do have a caller to the Buckmaster Show, and Victoria, I think this is in line with what we are discussing here about the study that was publicized in the New England Journal of Medicine. Go ahead, Bill, you're with Dr. Mazes.
Hi, doctor. I am a patient. I had an elevated PSA with the hormone shots. I had that reduced actually down to 0.7 from up to like 26.0. The thing I'm wondering about is, this study address the issue of the patients who are scheduled to undergo radiation treatment?
That's a great question. And, you know, every study essentially looks at one particular question. And so this study only looked at surgery. And in fact, over time, the men were allowed to have radiation treatment, and they were allowed to have hormone treatment like you had. It really doesn't answer questions beyond whether or not surgery gives a better result than active surveillance.
Thank you, Bill, for that question. When it comes to this whole issue, there's so much confusion. Men are very, very confused about what to do.
Yes. Yes. Well, some of this comes down to values and beliefs. So, for example, some people really prefer very aggressive treatment. It's just sort of how they're wired. And other people prefer much more natural and less invasive. So if you define those as the two ends of the continuum, mm-hmm. People are going to kind of separate out depending on their values and beliefs. There certainly may be men who go to their doctor and say, I don't care what the United States Preventive Task Force recommends. I want my PSA test done. And if it's elevated, they may say, I want to have surgery, even though they know there's a risk of impotence and incontinence. But there may be other men who, hearing this study result, say, you know what? I actually don't want to have that testing done. It's always been my inclination to have less. Less is more for me.
Right.
And I'm going to decide not to have that PSA test, even though perhaps I've had it every year for the past 5 years. I'm going to now stop having that, because if indeed it was elevated and I got that diagnosis, I'd probably go for active surveillance, but I'd always have this little nidus of worry. Do I have cancer? What does that mean? Is the cancer growing? You know, in this situation with prostate cancer, which tends to be, in most men, a very indolent, slow-growing, men die with prostate cancer as opposed to of prostate cancer. This adds yet another piece of data that it's reasonable not to have that PSA test. It's reasonable to go more natural, less invasive.
Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us, and that's a good way to frame this and characterize it, almost if you think of bookends, the two way that men may look at this whole issue. Before we change topics, and we want to go talk about organics and how the organic food industry is being taken over really by big business, we did have a Facebook question. It was about autoimmune disease and perhaps the integrative medicine approach. One of the questions was about Sjogren's syndrome. This came in from John on the Facebook page.
So Sjogren's disease is a disease that leads to dry eyes and a dry mouth. The salivary glands don't work well to produce saliva. And it can be very uncomfortable. It is an autoimmune disease. we are seeing increasing rates of autoimmune disease in the United States, and we don't really know all the reasons why. Some of the possibilities are some of the exposures to environmental chemicals. It may be in part triggered by the unhealthy diets, by high levels of stress, but we don't really fully understand why we're seeing increasing rates of autoimmune disease. It's the kind of question that's not easy to answer on the air, and I would recommend a visit with an integrative physician who specializes in immunology. We happen to have one at the Center for Integrative Medicine, and that's Dr. Randy Horowitz.
I know Dr. Horowitz. He's terrific.
Yes, he is.
So that's a wonderful recommendation. Rose, I think this might be a good time to take our mid-break here with Dr. Mazes. And when we come back, we will be talking. It's very interesting about how the organic food industry, which sort of started out as kind of a grassroots ma-and-pa organization, has really now blossomed into, hey, big business has their sights on organics. As we continue with the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
Remember when you used to make mud pies when you were a kid? Here's your opportunity to get down to earth again and have some fun. Come join us for the Silver City Clay Festival, August 3rd through 5th, in unique, beautiful, historic Silver City, New Mexico. This 3-day celebration offers exhibits, 14 fabulous workshops, youth activities, films, and all sorts of mud fun. Everyone is getting in on the clay action. Downtown restaurants, bars, musicians, and more. Also available are free lectures, tours, and clay demonstrations. 2 juried events are taking place, an art tile show and a Neo Mimbreño competition. Don't miss the gala opening event at WNMU. For more information or to sign up for workshops, go to clayfestival.com or email info@clayfestival.com or call 575-538-5560. Come have fun and play in the mud with us. See you there.
Thank you.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Coming up now at 12:20 on the Buckmaster Show, support for Buckmaster comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Dr. Victoria Mays is once a month, comes into our studio, and we're very glad she does, and we talk about health issues. And we have talked over the years, Dr. Mays, about organics, and this segment of the food industry has really taken off and exploded.
Absolutely. And as you know, I am a huge supporter of organic. I think that in the United States, it's something we really have to fight to protect. It's our way of being sure that we are reducing or, you know, eliminating pesticides in our vegetables and fruits and the meats we eat. It reduces the antibiotics that we may be exposed to. It reduces the endocrine disruptors, some of the chemicals, the hormones that are used. So I think that organic is incredibly important, and it is changing.
Well, look at some of the cereals. Kashi, and now owned by Kellogg, Wholesome and Hearty, Bear Naked, those three now under the Kellogg brand, and some of the juices. Pepsi now is involved there. So the big business has certainly taken a look at this industry, and they like what they see.
I think that's true. Organic is big business, and many of the small family-run companies, you know, people who came out of the 60s and in the era of the hippies and back to nature.
Communes.
Yes, who started these tiny companies have indeed been bought up from some of the huge food companies, and that's not all bad.
No. From a marketing point of view, and certainly getting the word out to more people about the benefits of organics, that would be one plus.
Absolutely. And, you know, using some of the strategies that they have used to be able to grow the industry. I think the problem that we face is if the corporate world uses their influence to dumb down what organic means. And there is some evidence that this may be true. There's a group called the National Organic Standards Board, and they're really responsible for voting on what's allowed in and what has to be kept out when we say something is certified organic. And it turns out that over the years, the number of non-organic substances that are allowed is up to 250. It started at 77 in 2002. So, you know, that's a lot. You know, what are these substances and how aware are we? For example, carrageenan was just allowed in, and I personally have some concerns about carrageenan. It's made from seaweed, and it's a thickener, but it's also what's used in laboratory studies to induce ulcerative colitis in rodents when they're used in studies.
Oh, boy.
So personally, I don't want it in my food, and I certainly recommend that people who have any kind of colitis look on the label for it. And there's some suggestion it may increase the risk of some kinds of cancer, like breast cancer. So I think it's better for none of us to be eating something with carrageenan in it. And now, unfortunately, it can be in organic foods. You have to look at the label.
Well, certified organic, what really does that mean now? You say there are these National Organic Standards Board, but what should the consumer now be looking at? If something just says organic, is it necessarily better?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of argument over this, you know, over the years, and people argue that there haven't been studies to really show that there are health benefits to eating organic. But they tend to define those health benefits incredibly narrowly. Certainly, one would imagine that for the health of our planet and therefore our individual health also as living on this planet, less pesticide used is important. Some months ago, for example, there was an article in the New York Times that looked at arsenic in chicken. And for some time, we've known that arsenic, a form called roxazone, has been used in chicken. It's used as a growth promoter, actually, and also to make the flesh a slightly pink color. That is of concern that that's in our chicken. Well, the scientists who were looking for that decided to do a whole range of tests, and they found that there were antibiotics, including ones that are banned, the fluoroquinolones, which includes a common antibiotic called ciprofloxacin. There was Benadryl. Benadryl is used because the chickens tend to get a little irritable in these close confinements, and so they use Benadryl to kind of calm them down. But then they also use caffeine to kind of rev them up so they don't sleep and they eat more. In chickens from China, they found Prozac, maybe also because of the stressful conditions that the chickens are exposed to in the very tight, packed environments that we've seen on many documentaries now. So organic is one way to also produce a more humane and use fewer environmental chemicals. They're not allowed to use synthetic pesticides. They're not allowed to use routine antibiotics. And so it really continues to have meaning, and we've got to fight to keep that so.
Well, it's interesting that this New York Times article has organic been oversized, meaning how big food has stepped in, that big food has assumed a very powerful role in setting the standards for organic foods as these major corporations now have come to dominate the boards that are setting the standards.
Right. So that absolutely is the risk. And the good news is that, you know, there is someone watching. In this case, it's a group called the Cornucopia Institute, which is an advocacy group. I've mentioned them before. Cornucopia.org is their website. It's a really wonderful website for looking at dairy and dairy practices, for looking at chicken, for looking now at baby formulas, they have really been a watchdog looking at the history of what is and is not being allowed to be added to this list of the additives, the 250 that we're now at. So it's always good to have a watchdog, especially as you have pointed out, the corporate world, the incentive is often profit.
And we just pulled up that website. Looks pretty impressive. Their lead story on the Cornucopia Institute, as they say, the breaking scandal is the organic Watergate.
Yes. It's a great resource. It really helps you select best dairy products, infant formulas. It's free. It's a nonprofit. I highly recommend that site.
How about pricing with organics? Are they getting more competitive, Dr. Mazes?
Well, that's perhaps an advantage to having big organic, is that it has brought prices down, and it's also made organic more accessible. It's now widely available. It's not just specialty food shops or health food stores that has it. Most large grocery stores now carry some organic products, and I think that that's, again, quite a wonderful thing.
We're looking at this, the organic industry structure, and my goodness, General Mills, everybody's staking out. We mentioned Kellogg, Pepsi, Coca-Cola. It looks like Kraft, Hershey. In other words, all of your major food players have staked out a position in this business.
Well, and I think, again, one can look at that in a negative way, or one could say it's a real sign of the success of organic when big food companies say, we've got to get in and we've got to have a stake in it because this is here to stay and it's growing, and it's a growing percentage of food sales in the United States.
But look at the label on your organics.
Look carefully at the label and look at websites like Cornucopia and continue to fight to keep organic a meaningful label.
Dr. Victoria Mays, it's always a pleasure. We're talking about organic and also that prostate cancer study. Very good, as always, information from you, Dr. Mays, and we will look forward to speaking with you in August.
Terrific. Have a wonderful month.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to talk about economic development in our region and what is it going to take to get more jobs in this region. We will be talking with the mayor of the town of Oro Valley, Dr. Satish Hiremath, will be joining us, and he's also a member of the TRIO board. So we'll talk economic development as we continue with the midweek edition of Buckmaster.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Neither version is given a chance of passing both the House and the Senate, but senators today will get a chance to vote on rival Democratic and Republican plans for extending the tax cuts due to expire at year's end. The streets of downtown Anaheim, California are showing the scars of a fourth day of violent protests, which left businesses with smashed windows and other damage. Police headquarters and City Hall were also targeted by protesters angry over two deadly police shootings. Dozens of government tanks have converged on Syria's largest city. President Bashar Assad is marshaling his forces to stamp out a five-day effort by rebels to take the city of Aleppo from government hands. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 62 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
It's 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of nearly 60 companies representing 16,000 jobs and a $2 billion economic impact. For more information, visit TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org. And joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Dr. Satish Hiremath. Dr. Hiremath is mayor of the town of Oro Valley. He's a board member of TRIO. Dr. Hiremath is also the chair of the Regional Transportation Authority, the RTA, and he is a board member of Arizona Bioscience Roadmap Steering Committee. Mayor, how are you today?
Very well, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. Mayor Hiremath, what is the key, in your opinion, to economic development in our region?
Well, I think the key really is recognizing that we all have specific assets that we can really tout and get these companies to intentionally land in other jurisdictions. You know, prior to probably about 9 months ago, before we sat down regionally through the Pima Association of Governments and decided the city of Tucson has a huge defense contract through Raytheon. Mayor Bloomberg down in Sarita has about 85% open space and wants to focus on the aerospace sector and maybe get another aerospace company coming in here. Mayor Honey from Marana wants to really kind of exploit the I-10 corridor and is very interested in the outdoor mall type off of I-10, sports complexes. And the town of Oro Valley, you know, through Santa Fe and Ventana Roche, we have two of the top five global pharmaceutical companies in the world. We want to focus on biotech.
And how do you improve on what you already have there with Innovation Park? And you have two really pharmaceutical giants there in Oro Valley.
Well, you know, one of the things that we specifically as a town are doing is in the very near future, when I'm talking about September, October, we're going to create what's called an economic expansion zone all along Innovation Drive. And if you fit within the parameters of this box, all your neighborhood meetings and all the normal hoops that you have to go through will already be front-loaded. And so by creating the zone, if a company kind of says, okay, I want to come in here, and they meet all the requirements, they can immediately start the permitting and development review process and start to build. So I think it's really being intentional about trying to attract these companies that can come in and provide those high-paying jobs that you spoke about.
Dr. Satish Hiremath is with us. He is a member of the TRIO board, and he is, of course, the mayor of the town of Oro Valley. Do you like the targeting key clusters? Do you like the concept of clusters for economic development?
You know, prior to the economic recession, my answer to you would have been vastly different. My answer to you back then would have been no, because I, for one, think that diversity makes really the world go round. However, in talking with key individuals, that's what they're looking for, Bill. They want to be able to synergistically work within a very concentrated area and be able to walk across the street and really share ideas and collaborate that way. So I think what you're going to see that the town of Oro Valley and the Tucson metro region is doing now, which is starting to cluster these organizations, that's going to be a national and a global trend.
What about incentives? Is there much that you can do in Oro Valley or regionally with incentives?
No, and really that's where really partnership with the state comes in. You know, the Arizona Commerce Authority, which basically is tasked to fill those high-dollar gaps that we as local jurisdictions can't afford to do, it's real important that they be involved in the equation. TRIO, as you very well know, their single task is to concentrate on the larger businesses coming in, not so much the small and even the medium businesses to come in. And again, I think it just goes back full circle to the point that we have to be intentional about involving the groups that we have taken for granted, and really getting them all around a table to create a recipe for regional success. And I think we've done that very successfully.
The decision makers, when they come to town and they're looking at a site visit, whether or not they're in effect going to locate in the Tucson area, they have to be looking at the condition of our roads. You're head of the chairing right now, the Regional Transportation Authority, which has done a lot of good things so far and hopes to do a lot more. Think of the region if we didn't have the RTA and you get these site preparers coming in and look at the area. Yes, a lot of the side streets and we've got a lot of potholes, but some of the major corridors are getting work, aren't they?
Yes, anyway, you're absolutely right. And I've only been mayor of the town of Oro Valley for 2 years. I'm halfway through my term. And I think prior to this, the individuality mentality existed within jurisdictions. And jurisdictions, quite frankly, did not have to collaborate with other jurisdictions or other entities for their success. Now we're finding out you have to do that. The RTA is a very integral part of the region's success. And my saving grace now is that I think every jurisdiction buys into that philosophy.
Education also is another piece of the puzzle for the folks that make the decisions when they look at Tucson.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the really shifts in thinking that I'm going to push is that, you know, oftentimes as a region, we try to sit down with these site selectors and the larger companies that want to come in and really sell what we have. And I think that may be the wrong approach, to be honest with you. I think it's important to hear what they're looking for, and then let them know that the very things that they're looking for to ensure their own success, we have. The Tucson metro region, through the collaborative partnerships that we have, not only with for-profit, not-for-profit, and governmental agencies, can offer an immense amount, and I think over the last 9 months, we come to finally realize we're not really as bad off as we are. Now we just have to be intentional about putting a package together that people are looking for and saying that we have that package.
You hear from, I know you meet with a lot of people, the decision makers that do come out to look at visits. What do they tell you generally? I mean, we talked about transportation, education. Are there some things that we're missing here that we should let our listeners know about?
No. As a matter of fact, it does really come down to that. It's really the, other than the numbers, you know, people are always going to, they're very cost-efficient minded nowadays. But we have to have the ability to be able to tell them, okay, we understand that, but what else is important to you? And if it is education, then we have to invest in our education. That's really what the town of Oro Valley has done. If it's infrastructure, which is what the RTA is doing, we have to invest in infrastructure. If it's better education opportunities for workforce employment, that's what we have to do, and that's the very next step that we're doing right now. So again, I think it's really more of the same. And we just have to take inventory of the assets that we have and realize as a jurisdiction, we have those talents, we have those assets. We just have to wrap it up into a nice, pretty bow.
And I know the Tucson International Airport has been working with TRIO and others trying to do a survey about what really are our air needs, and we'll be talking about that more on the Buckmaster Show. But how do you see air transportation right now?
You know, I think that if we can create globally the perception that Tucson, the Metro Tucson region, is an end destination and not just be a pass-through community, I think that all the other pieces will fall into place. But again, it's not going to work unless every jurisdiction in the county supports that same thought process.
Yeah, and I know they are working with Mexico, and that's something we haven't talked about with economic development. That's a huge piece of the puzzle.
It is. It is a very huge piece of the puzzle. And again, you know, I think it just goes back to that old adage. You know, sometimes you really take what you have on a daily basis for granted, and we just have to do a better job of really reaching out nationwide, or locally, nationwide, and globally to say, hey, look at all the assets that the Tucson Metro region has. And I think, quite frankly, we've done a very poor job of that, but over the last 9 months, it's very safe to say, and I feel very confident in saying it, that we are getting that message across. Tucson is an end destination place.
Dr. Hiremath, thank you very much for being with us.
Bill, it's always my pleasure.
Dr. Satish Hiremath, Mayor of the Town of Oro Valley, board member of TRIO. This interview presented part of our CEO interview series by TRIO. For more, trioaz.org. Coming up next, Steve Farley. He is a Democratic candidate for a state senate. Mr. Farley is with me in studio. That is next on the midweek edition of Buckmaster.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My Foot Doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson to the mile high city of Silver City. There are plenty of great accommodations in the Silver City area, including Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, lots to do, arts, hiking, biking, exploring Mugione, the ghost town, and, of course, historic Silver City, the downtown area. Check out more at Silver City, Grant County, at southwestnewmexico.org. This afternoon, we continue with our ongoing candidate series on the Buckmaster Show. We are introducing you, our listeners, to the candidates running for office in the upcoming primary election. Early voting actually beginning in a matter of days. Today, we focus on State Representative Steve Farley, a Democrat who will be facing off against Republican Tyler Mott in the fall in District 9, which runs from Interstate 10 on the north side of town, east through the Catalina foothills, the Casas Adobes neighborhood, into Midtown Tucson to Sabino Canyon. And there are the two candidates going for State Senate, Mr. Farley and Mr. Mott. Representative Farley, good to see you.
Always great to be here, Bill.
Tell me about how the campaign's going.
Going well. I'm taking this very seriously. I'm going door to door every night, whether it's raining, whether it's lightning. Actually, people open their doors a little easier to you when you're soaking wet. The pity factor can't discount that. But interestingly, I'm walking to moderate Republicans and independents, and the response I'm getting is very, very positive. People are really sick and tired of the partisan extremism we've been seeing, particularly from the legislature for the last couple of years. And they want people to focus on what really matters to them, which is improving this economy, creating jobs, and improving our education system instead of cutting it like has been going on with the majority for the last few years. Because if we can't train our kids to compete in the world economy, what's going to happen to us in the next few decades? People get that at a real basic level. And when you're at their doors, that's their issues. Their issues are not whether or not government or employers can fire you for using birth control, like happened in a bill this year in the legislature. That's still amazing to me that people can be so extreme that they go for those issues instead of the stuff that matters. Because the fact is, people are still losing their homes. They're still trying to find jobs. That's what matters, and that's what we should be doing in the legislature.
The Republicans are focusing on the budget picture and saying that they've balanced the budget. The budget picture is actually looking better. As far as sales tax revenues, I think it's ahead of what had been projected.
But we're about to fall over a cliff next year because they haven't planned into the future.
Oh, for that. When the one cent sales tax sunsets.
There's potentially up to a $700 million deficit once again because we're not thinking the future. Because at the same time as that sales tax sunsets, there are really big corporate bailouts come into play. Those were just starting, and then they're actually going to have $800 million a year more that they'll ship out of state to out-of-state corporations as major bailouts because they think that's the way to build economic development. Fact is, as a small business owner myself for 21 years, I know that the backbone of our economy here in Arizona is small business, and they've been passed over almost entirely by the stuff the legislature has been doing for the last few years. We got to refocus on small businesses, helping them out so they can hire more people, and making sure we have a great education system and a great transportation system, as you were talking before with Mayor Hiermath, so that we can attract and retain companies who pay good wages here in Tucson.
What about the kind of the marquee initiative on the ballot that is Ann Eve Peterson spearheading this, extending the 1 cent sales tax solely dedicated for education?
I think that's an important thing for us to do because we've seen in the last couple of years when this legislature has cut public education by $2 billion, I don't think people trust the legislature to support education the way we need to. Our kids need that to happen. Our economy needs that to happen. So if the legislature isn't going to do it, we're going to need to do it ourselves. I cannot believe why Secretary of State Bennett is appealing the decision.
Yeah, he is. He's appealing it.
To keep this off the ballot. That it's amazing to me because in the actual arguments, the judge who said there's no way you can keep this off the ballot.
The judge said he was surprised that he was actually asked why. I don't understand why we're here. Tell me, what do you think the political motivation is for Secretary of State Bennett then to appeal that?
I don't know. I haven't done an exploration of his mind recently, and I'm afraid to go there with some of his recent birther announcements and all the rest of this stuff. But I mean, bottom line is people, 300,000 people signed petitions to put that on the ballot, and there's a huge amount of support out there. So why would you try to get it off the ballot because your own office made a clerical error? I don't get that. You got to let people vote on it. You have to respect the voters of this state, and I don't think he's respecting the voters by trying to fight it.
Everybody's talking about jobs. That is talking about marquee things. The big issue is jobs. How are we going to get more jobs in economic development in our community?
Well, as I mentioned before, we've got to focus on small business. Small business has sort of been left out of this success that they've been saying where some of the big businesses have been going on and hiring. But not much. I mean, in fact, and our healthcare sector has continued to shed jobs because of the cuts that were made by the legislature to get rid of the eligibility of single childless adults. Hospitals are on the verge of collapse at this point. Our emergency rooms are in danger, and they're laying off a lot of people in hospitals. So we need to get the healthcare sector back on its feet while helping people who are in poverty. We can do that at the same time. Small business has to be helped by enabling to have other ways of improving their cash flow, which has been a big problem right now in the small business sector. I've had bills to go in there to try to allow them to keep their sales tax money they collect for a longer period of time so they can use that for short-term cash flow. Things like that make a big difference to small business. We need to make sure our education system is adequately funded and improving because you can't have a growing economy if you don't have the kids who are available to do those jobs or start those businesses because we're competing against people in China and India. So we got to put them up against it. And speaking of people in China and India, we need to make sure that any state or local contracts go to Arizona businesses first. We don't want those outsourced to folks in China or India. We should actually give our local businesses first crack at those types of contracts, and it's actually shameful we haven't done that before now.
Steve Farley is with us, Democrat running for state senate in District 9 here in the Tucson area. Not a lot of talk about the border. I've done a lot of these candidate interviews so far, and it doesn't seem like the border is the big issue, certainly not the big issue this campaign.
Well, we have to keep making sure that we have a secure border. But I think people are kind of burned out on stuff like 1070 that never did anything to secure the border. All it did was chase away tens or hundreds of millions of dollars of convention business and other businesses that don't want to come here because they don't like the atmosphere here. It chased away legal Mexican residents who come over here and shop. We just don't need that partisan extremism anymore. We need to push Congress to do comprehensive immigration reform, no question about that. But from what we've seen out there, people think that we need to focus on education and jobs. And I think that the voters of Arizona are absolutely right. Immigration is one thing, but education and jobs affect our lives right now, right here. We've got to get to work to make sure that those are improved.
The open primary, also so-called top two, your position on that?
Well, I understand why people would support that. A lot of my supporters of all different parties support it too. Mm-hmm. But I think we ought to look at California. I'm very worried about some of this experience I've seen over there. I heard from some California legislators recently about experiences where, for example, a Democratic majority district will only have two Republicans to choose from in the general election because four Democrats ran in the primary along with two Republicans, and the Democrats split all the vote. So the two Republicans are the only choice, and voters don't have a choice. On another angle, there was a congressional candidate in San Diego County who actually spent $150,000 on a brochure to support his Republican opponent.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was actually considering doing a hit piece on himself.
Oh,
you get all these weird tricks going on. Yeah. And, you know, systems are there to be gamed by people who are willing to game them. And if you change the entire rules right now, we don't know what we're going to get. I agree that things are bad and we got to stop the partisanship right now. But this year we've got good districts that are actually competitive. And I think that's going to do a lot to be able to get us a much more moderate legislature.
Steve Farley, where can folks go to your website?
Go to friendsofarley.com and you can sign up to volunteer, walk in the lightning and rain with me. You can call if you don't want to go out there in the elements. We've got all – you can donate. You can do all sorts of things on that website.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by our friends at Culligan, offering the best drinking water, the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We have Culligan Water right in front of us. And what is it about Culligan? It's what I tell everybody. It just simply, folks, tastes better.
It really does.
Endorsement from Steve Farley. Have a great afternoon. That's it for Buckmaster. See you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.